Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to my video and podcast, To Desire or Not to Desire. That is the question. Where I give you another priceless master key of success to help you have a joyful, easy, and abundant journey of creating your desires into physical reality. Because you are a master of desire. It is your nature as a creator to desire improvement and then make those desires become reality. And some people teach you to not have desires, to even repress your desires, to try to not have desires, or to be reasonable about your dreams and be realistic. But I would encourage you to be as unreasonable as you possibly can and to be completely unrealistic about your dreams and allow yourself to dream really big. Do not, under any circumstances, limit your dreams and desires. And allow the universe to help you make those amazing, unlimited dreams come true, because desire is not the cause of your suffering. Only desiring things you don't believe you can achieve and believing you're not good enough or that you're not worthy or you do not deserve to receive your desires, that is what causes suffering. Also, thinking about the lack of your desire causes suffering. So, get ready for quantum empowerment as you learn how to become a master of pure, unconditional desire to experience an absolutely amazing, joyful, abundant, and magical life. Hi, my name is Zakaran, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. And in my videos, podcasts, articles, books, and seminars and sessions, I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, relationship, and the law of attraction, so that you can create and attract to yourself the happiness, health, wealth, abundance, and freedom that you desire and that you deserve. So if you get something from this, please share it with your friends and check out the amazing array of support and guidance that is available to you to become a conscious, deliberate creator of divine reality on my website at zakaran.com. And as a gift to you for watching this video, please go get yourself my free book, video, and audio series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life. Go to freekeysofsuccess.info. All right, here we go. To desire or not to desire, that is the question, young Hamlets. Some spiritual traditions and teachers, especially in the more Buddhist meditation sort of realms of teachings, teach people to give up all their desire or to somehow get to a desireless state in order to create freedom from suffering. But desire itself does not create suffering. It is only when you are in resistance to your desires do you experience suffering. When you don't believe you can manifest your desires, or you're not worthy to receive your desires, or when you are focused upon the absence of your desire, that resistance is what causes suffering, because in those moments you are out of alignment with your source, who is completely focused on the achievement, the creation, the manifestation of your desires. Your source is always focused on prosperity and abundance and well-being. So in those moments, you're out of alignment with your source and your own desires. And that is why meditation is taught as a very valid tool to end suffering. But meditation only ends suffering because in a mindless state, you have let go of your resistance to your desires. and in a resistance-less state, you are, in those moments, in alignment with your source, and you are in alignment with your desires. You're in alignment with the vibration of allowing your desires to come to you. So, your suffering diminishes, but your suffering did not diminish because you let go of your desires. Letting go of your desires is impossible. It went away because you let go of your resistance to your desires. Again, it is absolutely impossible to let go of your desires because your nature as a creator is to have desires, to witness contrast and then desire improvement and create that desire and manifest those desires into the physical, into your life and life around you and on planet Earth and in the universe. And every desire you have is instantly created vibrationally and held for you by Source, by God, whatever you want to call it, by the universe, eternally. So, it is absolutely impossible to give up on a dream or desire. And you don't want to give up on your dreams and desires anyway. That's no fun. So what you're looking for is to create a happy and fulfilling life is by being in pure, unresistant desire. To be a pure, unconditional desirer. Where you just allow yourself to have any and all desires, no matter what they are, without judgment, without reservation, without doubt, and without a desire to prove that you deserve to have your desires come true. And you just allow the universe to manifest your desires into physical reality by choosing the path of least resistance or the path of most allowance. Also, pure, unresistant desire is when you don't need your desire to come to you and come true so that you can be happy. You're an unconditional desirer. You're an unconditional wanter. Your happiness is unconditional and not dependent on being, doing, or having anything, or being, doing, and having your desires come true. And not dependent on anyone or anything being a certain way or acting in a certain way so that you can be happy. That is pure desire. And your quest as a master of creation, as a master of enlightenment, as a master of awareness, as a joy master, as a being who just wants to experience more love and joy and fun in their lives, it is a million times, a trillion times, except a majillion times easier to release your resistance to your desires than to try to release your desires, which is, as I have said, im-freaking-possible. And you wouldn't really want to release your dreams anyway. Then you just create regrets, and that sucks. There's nothing worse than regret. And trying to release your dreams, repress your dreams, repress your desires only causes inner conflict. And ultimately, if you do it long enough, psychotic aberration. Case in point, celibacy in the Catholic Church. It is obviously not a good idea to impose celibacy upon anyone or repress your sexual desires or repress any desires for that matter. Because it's just going to come out. Your desires want to come out. They want to manifest. They have a life of their own. And of course you can see what happens when they try. You're in inner conflict and you, have a shit life because you can't create and attract what you want and you have no joy in your life. Other examples are judgments about rich people where you repress your own desires for wealth and instead are envious of others and jealous of others, and that just creates bitterness and makes you poor. And no one wants to be poor. This is a universe, this is a planet of immense abundance and prosperity, and prosperity and abundance are our natural state of being because we have the power and the freedom to create whatever we want. That means an abundance of everything and anything that we want in our lives. We can have it, we can be it, we can do it, we can have it. So that means an abundance of love and sex and money and cars and fun and houses and travel and nature and health and vitality and energy and ideas and creativity and joy and generosity, etc., etc., etc. And anything you judge and believe to be limited or bad or sinful or should be controlled or stopped, etc., again, just causes inner conflict with you and your own desires, bitterness, and psychotic aberration. No one is able to inflict pain upon others unless they are already in pain. So there's no need to try to stop anybody. Help them. Help them get to a place of joy. So it's time to give everyone who says, thinks, or does things that you judge as being wrong or bad, give them a freaking break already. They are in pain, so have some freaking compassion. They are involved in an inner conflict because they've been repressing their own desires for joy and they believe in the lie of worthiness, etc., etc., which is massive conflict with what they truly are, which is love, which is abundance, which is joy, which is God. We're all freaking God. So those people are in conflict and they don't know how to resolve it. So they try to resolve it by feeling better in some sort of bizarre way. They're trying to repress their desires that they believe are wrong. The only reason people do bad things is because they believe they are bad. But no one is bad. There is no desire that is wrong or bad, and there is no judging force in the universe. That is determining who and what is good or bad. Let me say that again. There is no judging force in the entire universe that is determining who and what is good or bad for you or anyone. Doesn't exist. There's no such thing as punishment. There's no such thing as hell. It was all bullshit created by humans. So enjoy your desires. Enjoy the sweet deliciousness of your desires and enjoy the joyful feelings of being, doing, and having those desires in your life. Because the purpose of life is joy. You're here to have fun. And then do your best to get in alignment with those desires by thinking good feeling thoughts of appreciation. Love your desires because you are a master of desire and you are a master of turning those desires into things in the entire universe unconditionally wants you to be, do, and have whatever you want completely non-judgmentally and is poised and ready to help you at a moment's notice. All that needs to happen is you get out of your own way and allow it to happen. And then when you are inspired to do so, take bloody action. Don't sit on your hands and do nothing for fear that you're going to fuck up or make a mistake or fail, etc., etc. Just go for it. And remember, the essence of your desires is not to have stuff, although stuff is a heck of a lot of fun. The stuff is not to make you happy. The stuff is the icing on the cake. The stuff is to enhance your already natural state of happiness and joy. The true essence of your desire is to feel good. That's why you're here. That's your natural state of being. All you want to do is have fun. Boys and girls just want to have fun. So feel good and your desires will manifest into your reality, and so will the goodies, but make your happiness dependent upon the achievement of your desires or your life will be one of constant suffering because you will be in resistance to and out of alignment with your desires. So did you get that? So you don't want to make things, you don't want to make your happiness dependent upon things. You want to get happy first, then the things will happen and they'll enhance your already natural state of desire. So enjoy your desires and enjoy the journey of aligning your thoughts and vibration to them. This is the journey of mastery and the journey of joy. So have fun out there, young Skywalkers, manifesting your dreams and desires into reality, and the Force is always with you. So thank you for watching this video or listening to this podcast. If you got something from it, please comment and share it with your friends to bless them with these amazing teachings to help them become masters of pure desire and stop repressing their dreams and desires. And check out my self-empowering articles, books, audios, products, coaching, support, and guidance that is available to you to become a conscious, deliberate creator of divine reality on my website at zakiron.com. And as again, as my gift to you, please go get yourself a free copy of The Master Keys of Success and Freedom at freekeysofsuccess.info. And my friends, if you have a dream for more freedom in your life, more money, more fun, more joy, and you'd like to tick off your bucket list, in fact, you'd like to make travel your life list, but you don't know where you're going to get the money, you don't know where you're going to get the time, I don't know how I'm going to do it, well, I'm very happy to show you how to start traveling now at 20 to even 75% off. And how to even travel for no money out of pocket. And if you're open to making some extra money to improve the quality of your life and pay for your travel and pay for your expenses and even achieve financial freedom, then contact me now at ilovefreedom.info. That's ilovefreedom.info. Let's lock arms and work together and play together and help you to radically improve the quality of your life by helping you make your dreams come true and help you help other people make their dreams come true. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast. And I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember always to make life a holiday.